Title: Federal Circuit Evaluates Impact of the Final Written Decision, FWD, in a Parallel Interparties Review, IPR, on District Court's Decision of Invalidity and Infringement. Content: In United Therapeutics Corporation v. Liquidia Tech Incorporated, the Federal Circuit reviewed the District Court's decision on invalidity and infringement of two pharmaceutical patents and the impact of the final written decision, FWD, in a Parallel Interparties Review, IPR, upon the District Court's decision. Background: Liquidia filed a new drug application for Yutrepia TM, its non-generic dry powder inhalation formulation of the drug treprostinil, under 505(b)(2) of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Within 45 days of receipt of notice of Liquidia's NDA, United Therapeutics sued Liquidia in the District of Delaware for infringement based on U.S. Patent Number 9593066, the 066 patent, which covers its own approved NDA, Number 022387, for Tyvaso, an inhaled solution formulation of treprostinil for the treatment of pulmonary hypertension. United Therapeutics filed another patent application that issued as U.S. Patent Number 10,716,793, the 793 patent, which was joined to the District Court litigation. Liquidia challenged the 793 patent before the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, from which a FWD issued on July 19, 2022, invalidating all claims of the 793 patent. After a failed rehearing attempt by United Therapeutics, the IPR is on a pending appeal before the Federal Circuit as of the time of this publication. The District Court subsequently decided that claims 1, 4, and 6-8 of the 793 patent are not invalid and are infringed. Claims 1 to 3, 6, and 9 of the 066 patent are anticipated. That claims 1 to 3 of the 066 patent are infringed, while claims 6, 8, and 9 are not infringed. Liquidia appealed, and United Therapeutics cross-appealed the parts of the decision that were respectively disadvantageous to each party. Issues whether the claim limitation treating pulmonary hypertension of the 793 patent includes safety and efficacy. Whether the 793 patent claims are enabled. Whether the 793 patent claims are supported by written description. Whether the District Court clearly erred in finding induced infringement of claims 1, 4, and 6-8 of the 793 patent. Whether the District Court clearly erred in finding infringement of claims 1-3 of the 066 patent. Whether the District Court clearly erred in finding no infringement of claims 6 and 8 of the 066 patent. Whether the District Court clearly erred in finding claims 1-3, 6, and 9 of the 066 patent invalid based on anticipation under 102 in view of prior art reference Moriarty. Holdings: The District Court's claim construction was correct that treating pulmonary hypertension as recited in the 793 patent includes treating all five groups of pulmonary hypertension patients. Claim limitation of treating pulmonary hypertension does not include the non-recited limitations of safety and efficacy. Claims of the 793 patent are adequately enabled. Claims of the 793 patent are supported by written description. The District Court did not clearly err in finding induced infringement because the 793 IPR decision does not affect finding of induced infringement. Issue of infringement of claims 1 to 3 of the 066 patent is rendered moot by invalidated claims. The District Court did not clearly err in finding claims 1 to 3, 6, and 9 anticipated by Moriarty. The District Court did not clearly err in finding claims 1 to 3, 6, and 9 of the 066 patent invalid. Reasoning as to the claim construction of pulmonary hypertension, the Federal Circuit found that the 793 specification does not limit scope of pulmonary hypertension to any specific group. Liquidia did not challenge the claim construction of therapeutically effective single event dose, which the District Court construed as a dose given in a single treatment session that causes an improvement in a patient's hemodynamics. The Federal Circuit found that, read in context, the claim language of treating pulmonary hypertension does not import any additional efficacy limitations or any safety limitations, and that it is wrong to partition a disease or condition to require a separate disclosure in the specification for each individual variant of the condition, unless the variants are specified in the claims. The 793 specification describes the claimed treating pulmonary hypertension comprising administering a therapeutically effective single-event dose.